Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes. And welcome to this mini batch of AMC Press & Co. Entitled, this is how screwed it up I am today, entitled Cruising, Checking, and More. Well, like the Queen said, this is a clever little show, entitled and completely run by people with disabilities and trained idiots. You know, we're trained idiots. Not trained idiots, but anyway.
Very much.
We don't have enough time to actually go into it. We'll just say we're trained monkeys and we have Einstein and Sigmund Freud running the boards tonight. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, our first topic of the night. Oh, yes, and I completely forgot. How rude of me. Sitting with me are my co-hosts, Alison and Johnny. And it's great to be back after a hiatus of about 2.5 weeks. Yeah. So, Johnny, what have you been up to?
Nothing much.
Okay. Alison, what have you been up to?
Oh, been busy. Doing quite a bit. Writing. You know, all that good stuff.
What good stuff?
Yes. On our new site, it's called AMCPressAndCo.com, which is now
officially
up and running.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It's up and running. We're currently looking, however, for a media strategist. And so if anybody wants to step forward, like we said in the past 2 weeks ago, there will be stuff available. We need to get the applications going. As soon as we put them on the site, we will get them. It will be available to you, and so people can apply, and we can interview people, and I know this has been a long haul for waiting and stuff like that, but the wait is over, because you just heard it here.
Yes, as much
now,
as we've been out, but don't worry, because we're back. There might be occasional days we're off. Or mini-show.
Or occasional days where I'm not in because I have gotten a I left my other job, which is going to take, unfortunately, me off the air at least twice or once. So if you don't hear my lovely voice, it's because I'm at my other job, which is checking for a show, and I can't reveal the show's name. But, you know, that's my other job. But anyway, let's get into it, shall we? Let's get straight into it. What's happening with Carnival Cruise Line, Allison?
Or how about you just take that?
Apparently, Carnival Cruise Line, the world's largest cruise company, has reached a settlement in the U.S. Justice Department over complaints that many of its ships do not offer access to passengers with disabilities. Carnival Cruise Line says, "And what's your point? We don't care about people with disabilities." And the court and Justice Court said, "Oh, really? You don't care about people with disabilities? Or the ADA? Do you even know what the ADA is?" "Oh, no, we don't," says Carnival. We then say, the Justice Department said, "Well, then, if you don't know what the ADA is and you don't care about people with disabilities, you're going to have to pay penalties." "What?" said Carnival Cruise Line. "Penalties? Penalties don't exist. What? What are you talking about? Is this fucking rubbish? What the fuck are you? $55,000? What? In penalties? Plus $350,000 in compensation to the passengers? Oh, screw up. Really? Really? Now, oh my god. Turns out that Carnival Cruise Line is not, nor has it ever been located outside of the U.S. It's actually located in Miami Beach, Florida.
Florida, which means Florida is in the continental U.S. I wonder if those that are involved with Carnival don't know geography a bit.
They do state. Let's just say, you know, everybody has weighed in on this. You know, the Supreme Court weighed into it. Odds from overseas, on the seas weighed into it. Everybody weighed into it. And, like, the funny thing is that when you think about cruise ships, you think about la-di-da and having the fucking time of your life, right? Wrong.
And you save a whole lot of money. Not
right.
Being told, you're not able to access that.
You know, it's kind of a thing when you get on the ship, right, and you go, "Yeah, do you have room for me?" "Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, it doesn't have poles." "Sorry, what?"
It's like, fuck that. It's called,
fuck
that. How much money?
"The slide," he said, "I'll take the water."
Oh, God. And it's like going, "Yes, I'm going to now make people who wait and save for their cruises."
But people have to save years and years and years to actually get anything, you know. Even round the world cruises, you know.
Right.
Of stuff, it is rather funny in that fact, you know.
It's like, "Yeah, by the way, you're not able to go on to deck 1, 2, or 3. No, you can go on to deck 1, 2, and 3, but you may not be able to get other decks." No. That's a going and saying, that's the biggest.
Or you may go on desk 1, 2, and 3, but not 4, 5, and 6, where the normal neurotypicals are. No. No. We must stay far away. It's sort of like Gollum. You know, Gollum. We all know Gollum from Lord of the Rings. If anybody will get this reference, it'll be the Lord of the Rings fans and people who love comics. No, we mustn't go on the 4-5-6 desk. We mustn't do that.
It's like,
Sam,
you're really, it's called discrimination, too. Or did they not care about discrimination? It's discrimination.
Well, I mean, that. I mean, that is kind of funny in the fact that, you know, discrimination is sort of like, maybe it's like the French verbiage of discrimination, of vacation.
It's like, we want to take a vacation. Why can't we go on to
nice
vacation?
Right.
Well, it's sad. It's very sad.
But yeah. Back to the stuff. Right. So now, people with disabilities, right, who travel must be able to count on getting an accessible cabin that they reserve. Says that Vandana Gupta, who's head of the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. Now, in a statement by Colonel spokesman Roger Frizzell, we have historically maintained a strong focus on the accessibility and long-standing track record of meeting the needs of all our guests, and we will continue to do so. Even with the more enhancements in staff training, accessibility policies, and communications, as well as the shipboard accessory features. Postscript.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, postscript. None of which include anything for people with disabilities, not even soap. No,
it's like,
yes,
you're wanting to include some disabilities, not all.
We can't even include Wash and Tucker. You know,
terrible.
I mean, you kind of have to laugh at it, too. We can't even include Wash and Tucker. But yet, this place is Miami-based, okay? So,
which is,
in Miami, you can do a parent...
Which we're forgetting, or they forgot. Miami is in Miami, Florida.
I don't think
we're
talking about Miami, Ohio, either.
What? Guys, when did you ever think that Florida was not a part of the United States? When did that occur?
That's called Cuba.
Yes!
So, Elian Gonzalez is, so, you know, the person who got historically taken away from his parents in 1999, which seems like eons ago.
It's like, so you can't allow... It's the point of going, so you're not going to allow. It would be different if it was based at, as much as there's accessibility laws,
in Zimbabwe. Well, you know, come on.
Yes! If it's overseas, it has to be overseas. Did I forget about what overseas is?
That's pretty cool.
I don't think so.
But in the aspect of going overseas means crossing the pond, Europe, South America, Asia, That sort of thing.
Right.
Not Florida. Also, is it
oh,
like
definitely
Florida?
Not Florida, right? No.
It's like Florida's in the United States.
Of course Florida is in the United States.
I think, you know, I think we have to move on to...
I think we have to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny.
So what's happening in the... what's happening in the tech world, Johnny?
So in case you haven't noticed, well, maybe you guys haven't noticed, but...
Yep, no, I think we really haven't.
Windows 10 is here. Windows 10 is here.
How is it compared to Windows 8?
For usability, much better. Much better than that cluster... cluster bleep that was Windows 8. Very easy to use.
So,
do you recommend it?
What?
Do you recommend it?
See, I would recommend it if you're a Windows user.
Have there been any issues downloading it?
It's been pretty simple, but it's not like coming out all at once. It's coming out in waves.
Oh.
Like some.
So that
some
means.
Wait weeks to get it.
Wow.
But they're off to a good start with in 24 hours, 14 million copies downloaded.
Wow.
14 million copies. 14 million.
In just a 24-hour stretch.
Wow. And it's free to... And is it free to actually get? For
it's
those
free
who
to get.
May not...
See, it's free to get until July 29th, 2016.
Wow.
So basically what you're saying is it's free for a year.
Well, it's free to year, for the year since it was released to upgrade.
Oh.
So if you have it on your system, you got it free. You got it free for life. That's saving $120, $200. Which is not too shabby.
No, it's not. I mean,
compared to the tools, I mean, I use, if I need to get to my computer at home, I will use, a Windows.
Yeah.
But, normally I'm on my Mac computer, so it's,
I mean, if you still love your Mac, hey, that's great.
Oh yeah, I love my Mac. You know,
I think a Macintosh is pretty great to create things.
Yeah, I say that. I think it depends on who, what kind of, what you
depends
like
on,
too.
Yeah. Like if you're like a creator, I'd definitely go with a MacBook. If you're just like a normal person like me, like who like checks their email, like Windows is great.
And Windows is the best for gameplay as well.
Looks like it's going to be a lot better. Hey, it's got the X. If you have your Xbox, you can actually stream it to your computer.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I've got to say that.
I think that's something that Windows hasn't had.
Yeah.
I know Apple.
Well, Mac
could
definitely
share.
Doesn't have that.
Yeah, Mac definitely doesn't.
I don't think 8.0 ever had an Xbox app before.
I know Apple has the, the Apple TV, which
yeah.
I'm sure that there's streaming qualities to that, to whatever. But I'm sure you have to have the Apple account and the iCloud and all, everything else, too. That's kind of comes with the territory.
Just like with Microsoft, you need a Microsoft account.
Right.
Right.
They just sync to each other.
Right. It's one thing to go, okay, you have one thing, and then you have another.
I've had one since then.
Right.
Excuse me, I gotta cough for a second. Had to zoom. Yes, I
think it could be a lot. It could be. It's something that we know that is.
I mean, coming from somebody who used to a Windows set, okay. I think that. Excuse me, I sneezed. You know, I think that the insanity of, you know, I know that Windows are really good for work, right?
Yeah.
They're not really good for, like, music creation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's the main reason why I got a Mac, was because of the fact that I knew if I had to produce... out a monologue, say for the show. I mean, before I was even on the show, I'd have trouble, you know, completing my work on time, right?
Right.
So, you know, that's the main reason I purchased a Mac computer, because it was faster. It was just a whole new world of simplicity.
Right.
That Macs are really good for simplicity.
Yeah.
Windows are really good for technical stuff. I mean,
right.
Even though
technicality.
Even though this new version is getting better to use.
Well, yeah. I mean, it used to be where you had to actually learn the entirety of what you're loading into your computer. And now, we've come out of the dark ages, you know.
Yeah.
Of stuff. And the dark ages.
Of having to learn code and everything else.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. Having to learn code. Having to learn code for anything nowadays is kind of impossible, you know. It's impossible, I mean, at least for me. I don't know if it's impossible for you guys, but, I know that the
insanity of
learning code. It is something. You know what I mean? The learning curve is something. To conquer. And that's all I have to say about it, is
there's one thing though. If you don't want to play with ads on solitaire, you got to pay $9.99 a year. Like that. Here comes me sound like an old person. Back in my day, solitaire was free and it didn't have any ads.
The ads helped Microsoft still be around, so can't know. It's kind of a double-edged coin at that matter.
Sure.
When that comes around. So,
when it comes down to it, you know, nowadays, I think the world of computers is that the high line is a Mac, yeah. Right? But just anything else in terms of Windows can cover a Mac on different things, you know? It does depend, seriously, on what you're using it for.
Exactly, like what?
Right.
Like if you're creating
a podcast, right?
Definitely.
You're gonna get Windows. Like one of my friends, I don't know if we're still friends or not, but one of my friends used all of like Fruity Loops for his music creation, and when I told him about Logic, he just slipped out because he couldn't handle it, you know.
Mm.
However,
I loved iMovie though. That's like,
well, iMovie's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could make my own movie in them.
Yeah.
And we're getting close to getting off the air. I guess we'll be back on Wednesday.
We will be back on Wednesday
for another mini-sode.
We'll have a mini-sode and
bite size.
Yeah.
Seems to go
bite
better.
Size.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Have a great night, and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
Yes. Bye.
Tune back in. Bye.
Yes.